All right, it's Thursday. It's crunch time. We lock down the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Why? To bring you this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the Ichiro lightning round. It looks like he is stepping down. He gets the most hits around, but not no more. The lightning round.
Wow! A-plus effort! Unbelievable. We have to go to break. We have to go to break.
Costanza, leave on a high note, dude.
Huzzah!
Was that a huzzah?
Huzzah!
Oh, the most underrated thing
ever. I didn't get a huzzah out of you.
Somebody used on my Facebook the other day, one of the politicians, they called him a scallywag.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, good word, man.
It's an old man word. The big news that broke this afternoon. Matt Ryan signed a 5-year, $150 million extension with $100 million guaranteed, averaging $30 million a year.
What? Whoa.
$100 million guaranteed?
He is setting NFL records for most money guaranteed, becoming the first $30 million a year player in the NFL. And please, Lord, help the Packers, who now have to figure out how they're going to properly pay Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
I do believe this will cover all diaper bills that the Ryans will have for the twins they had in January. Matt Ryan's contract extension is blank.
So wait a minute. It's 4 years?
It's a 5-year, $150 million extension.
$5, good lord!
$100 million of the 150 are guaranteed.
And he will turn 33 in 2 weeks.
Happy birthday, Mr. Matt Ryan.
So that contract you're asking me is jealous inducing.
Yeah. The actual big news from this afternoon is that one Suzuki Kama Ichiro announced that he is moving away from playing baseball in the diamond to take a new role in the Seattle Mariners front office. In his second stint with the Mariners, things have not gone as planned, and that in no way should have any impact on the legacy Ichiro will leave behind. 3,089 hits, 10 gold gloves, 10 all-star appearances, 1 all-star MVP, 509 stolen bases, 2 batting titles, and he was Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season, as well as being the international all-time hit king. In a little lightning round crunch exchange mashup, Ichiro is the greatest Mariner of all time.
Nah, Griffey is. I don't even think it's a doubt. And by the way, when one of you said Ichiro over Griffey, somebody texted me that gif of the Goodfellas guys laughing. Well, you know which one that is? Ray Liotta? When leading yes. up to, what am I, like a clown to you?
We are going to have to Funny. Compare uh-huh. them at some point.
No, we're not.
We are.
It's going to happen. The Mets have been comically unlucky when it comes to the health of their starting pitchers. There's been Harvey, Syndergaard, Mats, Wheeler, and now Jacob deGrom. It's believed that deGrom hyperextended his pitching elbow, the right one, while striking out last night, so brace yourself for the DH to the NL think pieces. One reporter said that deGrom will miss 4 starts, which is about 3 weeks. Another is reporting that he is going to make his start on Monday under close observation. The Mets are a half game back of the Braves in the NL East, and after their hot start, might actually be in contention for a wild card come October, so depending on the severity of this injury, this might be make or break for the Metropolitans. The Jacob deGrom injury is a big deal, little deal, or no deal.
Well, when you consider that he was throwing pretty well and then he went off the deep end and they basically lost the Dark Knight as a contributor to the rotation, and that was kind of what you had to hang their hat on, because still with Mats and Wheeler, it's hit or miss. I know Syndergaard. DeGrom injured, that's a huge deal. That's a big, big deal.
John Morosi had an interesting tweet from the past weekend that said, "No MLB team with a losing record on May 1st has gone on to reach the postseason. So I looked at the standings on May 1st, which was yesterday. There are some teams that are below 500 that you'd expect to see there. The Reds, the Orioles, the Marlins, the Tigers, etc. There are also 3 teams that made the postseason last year that make this list. The Twins, the Nationals, and the Dodgers. The Nats are 4.5 back of the Braves in the East and might be doing their collapsing thing way ahead of schedule. The Dodgers just lost Corey Seager for the season, and they are 9 games back of the Diamondbacks in the West, and the Twins might have just been a flash in the pan. What percent chance do you give the Nats and or Dodgers of making baseball history and making the playoffs?"
So it has to be both of them.
I said and or.
Oh, okay. I still think Washington has a really good shot. They're one game under 500. Atlanta and the Mets, I think, are playing above their heads. I still think 90-92 wins has a good chance of winning that division. So I'm going to give it a 50% shot.
Very nice. A couple of weeks ago, I asked you if you thought Dez Bryant was going to sign with the New York Jets to get a chance to show the Cowboys that he still has something left and he shouldn't have been cut. Did I say that wrong?
You said Jets.
Oh, I meant the Jets.
That's all right. Yes. We forgive you this time.
I'm sorry.
Short leash.
Adam Schefter is reporting that there are more teams unwilling to pay Bryant the league minimum than there are teams willing to sign him at all. As we talked about, Dez might not be the same Dez he was 3 years ago, but he's only 29, and there are absolutely teams that need wide receiver help. What percent chance do you give Dez Bryant being signed by training camp?
Wow, I thought he had a really good chance of signing with the Giants that week. I was actually listening to some of the New York commentary and reading the papers, and it seemed like, especially for the money, it would have been a worthwhile try. But him completely out of football? All right, I'm going to go 75% because I thought it would be 100, but I guess I should just pay attention to what's actually happening and split the difference.
Last one, David Take That For Data Fizdale has been named the head coach of the New York Kristaps Porzingis on a four-year deal. The Knicks, without KP, finished 11th in the East, and they haven't been to the playoffs since 2013. You started the show announcing that by 2 years from now, you will be on a plane on your way to the NBA Finals at the Garden, but... Actually, what percent chance do you give Fizdale leading the Knicks to the playoffs next season?
Next year in the East, the way it's set up now.
1 year turnaround.
20%. I'm not BWC, brimming with confidence, to say the least.